Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Folks, what if I told you we're about to see a real estate crash that is larger than the crash that was experienced in 08? Now, some of you listening to this might be going, Zuber's gone crash, bro. Trust me, I have not. But I do think what we are about to talk about will be worse than 08, and I have the numbers to back it up. Dion, when I brought this up, how did it hit you? Do you think I went full crash, bro?
I don't know that you went crash, bro, enough.
All right.
So,
I like it.
So when I think of multifamily, I'm a motorcycle guy, right? I've always had a bike. I'm not a Harley guy. I'm fat. I'm not fat enough to own a Harley. That was for Frank. But when I'm riding in my car in Washington, where it rains, you know, 90% of the time, that's why people shouldn't move here. But and I see a bike go by, I think he's going to get there faster. He's going to be able to use the carpool lane. He can weave traffic if he needs to. It's so much better. But in this rain, a lot of bad things can happen.
Yeah.
And so the thing that's kept me, and I want to say trapped, but chosen to stay in four units or less is 30-year fixed rate debt. One of the superpowers of living in the U.S., when we look at most of the other countries that we interact with, people, you know, that watch content like this, they have, we have five-year fixed rate debt. That is not fixed rate debt.
Yeah.
Teaser fixed rate debt. Okay. And it is just normal that you go off of NOI. I don't want to ever have a loan reevaluation period. I don't want to use NOI to say, oh, I have a couple of leases that aren't renewing. My insurance went up, so now I have to write a multiple six-figure check to even keep my property in good times when rates didn't triple in the last 3 years. Now blend all that together. And that's why I said, I don't think you went crash, bro, enough.
Matt, when I hit you with this, right, we both experienced, we were buying, we were surviving the last time. If I came to you and said, it's going to be worse than 08, how does that land?
I'm interested to hear the numbers. But I think that, based on what you and I saw in 08, is why we invest the way that we do now. Is, you know, I like those small multifamily assets because people can move into them, mm-hmm. and they can house hack. And now the government's made it even easier to do that with 10% down or 5% down, excuse me. So yeah, I'm interested to hear the numbers, but you know, I'm seeing stuff go up around me, you know, small town, 30,000 people, and they're building a 440 unit.
Wow.
30,000 people, 440 unit, high-end luxury, wow. one studio apartments for $2,600.
That's nuts. I
think they're going to have a tough time. Go ahead.
Here are the numbers. Yeah. And again, I do think this time will be worse. So again, folks, as Dion kind of highlighted, we are talking commercial, AKA, be very specific, multifamily. I'm not even talking office. I'm not talking retail. I'm not talking hotels. I'm talking multifamily. And these numbers, shout out Lance Lambert, Resi Club. These are yours. I found them off your Resi Club article. Q2 of 2007 to Q3 of 2009. So what would that be? 9 quarters. Multifamily fell 34.3%. 34.3%. As of today, peak to trough, we're about, 12 months into this. It is down already 26.9%. I believe we are in the third inning of a 9-inning game. Because I believe that, I think it is nearly a guarantee that multifamily in this current crash will have a larger decline than the Great Recession. We're 8 points away now. And we're only in the third inning. Matt, what do you think?
Those are not good numbers, Mike.
Not good numbers.
But what's really interesting, right, is, you know, we see on CNBC and all the research that you and I do kind of on a daily basis, because that's just kind of like our lives, right? Like we just we wake up, we're looking for what's going on in the world. What's affecting what, how are things going? And I think the, and you can tell me if I'm using the word wrong. I think the bifurcation of the market where we're seeing a very extremely expensive, large luxury multifamily is clearly suffering, but we're seeing the exact opposite on median minus homes, small multifamily, small commercial. We're seeing crazy numbers that Mike, I got a proposal this week to buy somebody's building. And they said, well, but you can go to all of these rents. And then they gave me the price, like all the rents were already there. And I was like, I'm glad you think I work for you for $0.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get that appreciation, not you. If you want to go through the year of getting all the rents that high and all the updates that need to be happening to make that happen. So I think what's really interesting is that it's also making some of the bigger guys go smaller.
Yes.
And say, you know what? I need an asset that's worth $1-3 million that I can flip like that, as opposed to this big, you know, $100 million asset, $80 million asset, $50 million asset. All the zeros there are not nice. Me personally, Mike, and you saw this in your entire career. Would you rather have $1 billion customer, or would you rather have $10-100 million customers? I'll take the $10-100 million customer
every time. Every time.
And that's all I've ever learned from how I diversified my portfolio and then different parts. So I think the numbers that you share are scary, but they're obviously what they are.
Yeah. So let me be very clear for the crash bros who've been talking about single family homes crashing. You're still a moron. You're still an idiot. You can't read a chart. But I also believe this, you know, what's really wild. Dude, we repeated the same exact stupidity in the commercial market that we did in single family last time. It is wild to see that we did the exact same thing. Okay, what am I talking about? One of the reasons that 08 blew up was because in 2006, 51% of loan origination were adjustable rate mortgages.
Yep.
17 or 16% of those were the nasty nag am. The average time to for the rate to change was just over 2 years, which means a lot were 2 years. So why did 08 happen? Because 06 vintage sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. Fast forward to 2021, 2022 commercial. Nobody can make the numbers work. So what did those idiots and morons do? They got bridge debt IO for 1 or 2 years with a 1 year add-on. Same stupid thing, just with a lot more numbers. It's crazy. That's just the first of a long list of similarities. Dion, how does that hit? How does that feel that we repeated the same stupid things again?
So I think right now there's a huge threat out there for people who don't educate themselves. Syndicators were able to come out in 2021 and say, look at this massive rent increase that we've seen. You know, rates hadn't jumped up yet. And they said, based on these projections, interest rates stay the same, rents continue to go the way they are, we can buy at this negative cash flow, and in 3 years, we're going to make all of this money. And so syndications are blowing up left and right. You've got that $160 million selling for $43 million and those things. So here's the real threat for the people who start thinking, okay, I have money to invest in syndications. How creative will the GP, the person that puts it all together?
Yeah, GP, general partner.
Right. Put out the thing saying, 2 years ago, this building was listed for $60 million. We're able to pick it up today for $38 million. Look at the upside potential you have based on the next 2 years of what's going to happen. And it's going to sound great for the person who doesn't realize the value is where it's at because rates are where they are now. And yeah, if rates went to 3% in 2 years, value might go up, NOI might increase. But write this down, somebody, because nobody knows if 2 years from now, interest rates aren't above 10.
That's right.
You can tell me I'm full of crap, but we don't know.
You don't know.
I'm old enough to remember people with 18% mortgages. That was a thing. That can be a thing. And everybody thinks, oh, no, it has to keep going down because we trended down for 40 years. Yeah.
Right.
But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. So I think a fool and their money are soon parted is going to happen a lot in the accredited investor realm.
Oh yeah, the accredited. Yeah. I've been warning for 18 months, and I got a lot of notes from people. Oh, you know what you're talking about. I'm like, just wait. All right, so I got another one. Variable rate debt. Folks, you don't want it. You don't know where stuff is going.
Nope.
You know, Matt and I spent, I don't know, better part of 9 months several years ago getting most of our debt, if not all of it, fixed. You can get 30-year fixed rate money on multifamily. I did it.
Yep.
Right. Velocity Mortgage, Stephen Dow. Thank you. But yeah, you can DSCR loan. I mean, it's possible if you do the work. Now we've got all these, you know, all the debts resetting, and you go from a 3% to an 8%. Your cap rate goes from, I don't know, 4.5 to 7. You're going to have to write a big ass check. Like Dion said, you're going to have to do a cash in refi just to hopefully keep the building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be bad. All right. Here's the next one. Dion already hit it. Bad assumptions. I've been an accredited investor for better part of a decade. And I can't tell you how many pitches I got where it said, we're projecting 5% rent increases over the next 5 years. That perhaps is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Matt, what do you think of all that?
It's absurd. You have no idea where the market's going. You have no idea. You have no idea if a 400 unit complex is going to get built in your tiny town. Like that's some, now that's going to be the rising tide that lifts all boats, and I'll get people that will trade out of that into mine. But their cost basis on a $2,600 studio is probably $2,000. My cost basis on my studios is more like $700.
Exactly.
So, and are they in a brand new shiny building? Nope. But are they nice? Yeah. The granite countertops and all those other fun things. Yeah, sure. So yeah, I think the thing that always scares you, and that's, you know, one of the things that was a takeaway from the time at Berkshire's annual event with Warren Buffett this last weekend. That was one of the takeaways, was he only makes investments based on essentially now and not guessing where things are going to be in a year or 2 years. He's like, we're not here to flip businesses. We get into a business that we believe has term. He goes, we think in 10-year, 20-year, 30-year time horizons, not even in 1 year or 2 year time horizons. I was having a conversation with an oil and gas guy, and he says, the fact that oil went to negative 35, he goes, no one cared because we think in 10 and 20 and 30 year increments.
Yeah.
The rest of it doesn't matter. So when something in a whim happens, he said, show me that. So it's really funny, right? So on the stock market, people are looking at the 200 moving day average of a stock. On the oil side, what's the 10-year moving average of oil? 10-year moving average.
Damn. That's crazy.
It makes this not possible. It makes this, right?
Yeah. All right. One of the things that, again, we repeated the same things in the commercial that we did residential. The one that is going to hurt the most, and frankly, this is what got me in the dot-com crisis. So I own this one as well. We all thought it was easy. Just throw money in, modify a couple of units, sell it on to the next sucker. And we were all just printing money. And as you do that, the chairs start getting removed. And then who's left? The greater fool. So there's going to be so much money lost. And the other thing I'll say about this before I throw it to you, Dion, is these are actually going to be people that lose money. Because you're doing a 65% LTV, which means 35% is equity. In the Great Recession, it was the banks that took the haircut because nobody had equity, right? They were 98% levered. Man, there's going to be a lot of people that lose 6-7 figures just because they thought it was easy. What do you think, Dion?
So I went to a local meetup recently, and I met a gentleman, and I'm not going to name him because he was new, and I was glad he was there. But he is involved with an organization that really wants to do multifamily. So it almost, I won't say pyramid scheme, but you take on a certain role and you all come together and then they buy multifamily together. So whatever that is. And I wanted to ask without seeming attacky. I was like, okay, so why are you choosing multifamily? Why are you not just, you know, buying rentals? And he says, well, it's so much easier. And I don't have the timeline. It's got to be fast, right? And so he had the right salesman pitching him on, You just give your money to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you find the deal, or you find, you know, you do the whatever, you bring all this together, and it's all these fluffy numbers of how fast and how big it can grow. And we can't just grab somebody by the ears and go, this can blow up in your face way easier than if you threw your money at a rental and lost every penny.
Absolutely.
Right. Because someone else is making all the decisions.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to happen more and more. I think people that were successful, and I think I said this to him, and hopefully it was clear, but I said in the last 10 years, uptrending prices, downtrending interest rates, syndications did amazing, uptrending rents. So you can take a 10-year track record and look how amazing we did and how good we are at this. Partner with us, JV with us, give us your money, give us your time, whatever. And we're going to do the next thing. But the market's not the same.
Yeah.
People could make a massive mistake in 2018, wait 3 years, and the market fixed all of your mistakes. 3 months now can tank your mistakes.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be horrible. I got one more. I'm going to throw this one to you, Lumberjack, because it's your sweet spot. And it's kind of Dion just mentioned. A lot of this accredited investors, right? So they, Richie Rich, they're getting in with no operational experience. They have no calluses. They have no scars. They have no experience. And it sounds good. They got a salesman whispering sweet nothings in their ear. But I know GPs that tried to do raises, or actually I should say that successfully raised. I did not participate. Who had no operational experience. And their value was they could play with spreadsheets. No operational experience. I can't fathom that ending well.
No, it's not going to end well. And in fact, it makes it a slow and brutal death, right? It makes it a slow and brutal death. Operations, COOs exist for a reason. Chief operation officers exist for a reason. Operationally, you usually have, so in a hospital, the world that I came from, you have all the docs generating all the revenue. Then you have the revenue cycle chasing down that revenue. But then you actually have to have administration. You actually have to have officers, operations people to understand what bills need to be paid, what things need to be fixed, what facilities need to be maintained, what has to be upgraded per code, what has to be upgraded per state statutes. These are all things that will absolutely eat people alive. The biggest thing now is the EPA coming with lead orders.
Mm.
When those lead orders come, it costs about $80,000 on what should be about a $25,000 project. Yes, I said that. The government got involved and somehow it inflated 300%. I don't know how that happened. And all of a sudden, it wasn't going to take, all of a sudden, it wasn't going to take 60 days to do that project. It's now a 9-month project. You now have to help people find housing for the 9 months that you're working on that building. People are going to get annihilated with a lack of operational excellence. And that's why, and I appreciate you saying, Mike, that's why I bang the drum so hard on my course is operations. It's about efficiencies. It's about systems in place. It's about operational efficiencies, understanding how to stay ahead of the curve. You have to do that because you buy in this window. You own in this window. Which one do you want to be more prepared for? You have to understand how to keep your assets.
So then, folks, this is not going to end well. Again, take it with a grain of salt, but I guarantee, and as strong as my guarantee could be, that the multifamily loss of 2007, Q2 2007 to Q3 2009 of 34.3%, it will be beaten in this collapse. We're already at 26.9. These numbers come from Resi Club. Go look it up, ResiClubAnalytics.com. Matt, where can people find you?
Lumberjack Landlord on YouTube and Instagram, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time Sundays. We do a live stream completely free where I try and answer my questions, at least until the bell goes off.
There you go. Dion, where they can find you?
Right here on YouTube, Dion Talk Financial Freedom.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, guys.